Oh, my friends, we are here closing out 2014, just 3 days left in this year, and how the time has flown. I'm reminded of that song by Gordon Jensen that says, "Redemption draweth nigh." If it seemed so close back then, how much closer is it today? It seemed real that the coming of the Lord could be at any moment. I remember in 1970 thinking, I will never see the year 2000. But Jesus is still coming, and he's coming soon. And we need to be ready, whether he comes today or comes next year or 10 years from now. We need to be ready to meet the Lord. When I come to the close of a new year, I like to look back and just examine my life and see what was lacking, what was missing, where I fell short. In fact, I have made a new discovery, and that is I don't need to do it at the end of the year. I need to do it daily. Daily, come before the Lord and say, what is your plan and purpose for my life today? Get a schedule for that day. Make the plan. And at the end of the day, review it and say, Lord, was this the day that you designed for my life? Did I do your will today? I believe if we would live day by day serving God, we would have no regrets. I truly do. As we approach a new year, I have a message, and I'm going to break it down in parts over the next few days on the things that rob us from moving forward with God. You see, on this thing, this highway called life, God's will, we know in 3 John verse 2, he says, I pray that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. He says, above all things, this is my desire, prosperity. What is real prosperity? Was he saying, above all things, I want you to be a millionaire? No, he is saying, I want your life to be prosperous. I want it to be fruitful. I want it to count. I want your life to be a life filled with purpose, doing the will of God. And I pray that you accomplish that by having all that you need in your health, in your body, in your relationships. Your journey will be a prosperous journey as your soul prospers. We're going to talk a little bit about that because I don't want to waste another day of my life. I don't want to waste another year not moving forward in God. And we're going to look at those things that rob us from moving ahead in Christ Jesus. And I believe it will be very beneficial for us. And I pray that you will listen every day to The Winning Life. We only have a few days left in this year, and I'm asking you to pray about your end of the year giving. My friend, in order for the station that you're listening to continue to be strong, I have to hear from you. This is the clarion call. Stand with ministry that preaches the truth. Stand with ministry that holds up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. For your end of the year giving, I know some of you, the Lord has put on your heart to give $1,000, $500, maybe $100. And some of you are saying, well, Sharon, you know, I just don't have $1,000 to give. Well, if you do, would you give it? And if the answer is yes, then you would also give where you can today. For just a gift of $20 or more, we're going to send you this thank you gift, sessions up close and in the studio, where some of the favorite artists that you listen to every morning here at He's Alive Radio recorded some of their favorite songs. You'll see Aaron and Amanda Crabb. You will also see Greater Vision, Clint Brown, well, many others. I don't even have time to read them all. Some of the greatest songs that they have recorded recently. When you give that gift, that DVD will be something you can enjoy watching. Our address is He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. You can also go online and send your pledge at he'salive.net. I will be back tomorrow. We'll begin the journey on things that will rob us from moving ahead in God.